The woods that are in front of you, if you're standing at this sign, are pretty young woods. We bought this place in 2004. Right before we bought it, Gladfelter Lumber Company cleared all the trees that were on this tract of land in front of you. Knowing that they were going to sell to us, they didn't replant it in young loblolly pine seedlings. So what we have here in these young woods in front of us is an example of relatively natural young woods, young hardwoods, becoming what will be the future forest. We call this process forest succession. If you turn around and peer into the woods on the other side of this road, these forest lands were last clear cut in 1973. Now we see some pines, but the dominant trees in front of us are hardwoods that are really working towards maturing into what will become a very fine example of a working, mature hardwood forest. We just need to stand here and wait for, another 10 or 15 years to see it become much closer to a mature hardwood forest. But in the intervening time, if you're here in the spring, April and May, you'll see all sorts of neotropical migrants, and you'll hear oven birds, you'll hear wood thrush, and you'll see a lot of our resident birds, including downy woodpecker and hairy woodpecker. If you're lucky, you'll see pileated woodpecker, a bird that is uniquely suited to living in maturing and mature forest lands. So on one side, we have forest that's becoming more mature forest, part of the process known as succession. And on the opposite side of the road, you get a glimpse of what the future holds. The reason the Nature Conservancy was so interested in acquiring Ponders is to allow these lands to recover and become a mature hardwood forest. We sure hope you're enjoying your time out here. I am.